Our next guest is Miss Lisa Wu. The new season of Hollywood Divas premieres tonight on TV1. And Lisa makes the fellas say,
woo!
And they have been doing that for the better part of this hour, Lisa, just anticipating your visit. So thank you for coming on this morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You excited about tonight? I guess we can expect a lot on this season 3 of Hollywood Divas. You ready?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ever ready. You know, you do it and you're still clenching your teeth and holding onto your seat. So we'll see.
You have a new diva this season.
We do. Malika. Yeah. We're excited to have her. And she's our new baby on the show. So, you know, she came into the fold and she fit pretty nicely.
Well, she has history. She came from those other divas, the Kardashians.
Since you've been on the show for a while, somebody coming on, what advice do you give somebody just coming on a reality show? Like, if you gave her advice, what would you give her?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Be authentic and be yourself, because viewers love when you're real. And, you know, they can sense when you're not, and they'll rip you to shreds.
Yeah.
So if you're yourself, you know, then they'll take to you. But, I mean, you're going to have your haters, right? You can't please everybody.
I bet you find out, Lisa Wu, that the drama on reality shows is so much different when you're working with first-timers as opposed to, you know, the first-timers, they're, like, just happy to be on TV, as opposed to working with people who are kind of, like, seasoned actors. Do you find a big difference there?
There is. And that was the one thing about, you know, Housewives of Atlanta. You know, a lot of people are just excited to be on the show, and so they're putting on for the camera. And where you have these actors, you know, they've been in the business for over 20 years doing all these movies, and so they have their built-in fan base already. They have a brand, so they don't have to put on as much, per se, as the other girls where, you know, people don't know them.
How's the temperature on this set different as opposed to The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
You know, someone asked me that in the other interview the other day, and I say that, you know, the drama is different. You know, there is drama because you have actresses and, you know, we produce as well, and they have their own idea of how they want to do things, and they're set in their ways. And so bumping those heads when it comes to doing these projects, you know, there's going to be drama, you know. But as far as the Housewives of Atlanta, some of the stuff may just be petty. And people are, you know, poking. So, you know, it's a bit different.
Lisa Wu, you might not want to throw shade on this, but, you know, of all the divas on Hollywood Divas, who's the biggest drama queen? Is it Golden Brooks, Paula J. Parker, Countess Vaughn, Malika joining now, or is it you?
You know what? I think we take turns being the biggest diva. You know, I do. You know,
in other words, y'all have a diva day, huh? Somebody has a diva,
yeah,
diva day.
Yeah, everybody takes their diva day. So it just really depends on the situation and what someone is saying to you. And, you know, because Golden can pop off every now and then. And, you know, Paula J. Parker, she, you know, I think Paula's always acting. So I have no idea what goes on with that. But so we all have our days.
Because on this show, Jay is the diva every day. Jay Anthony Brown is our resident diva. Didn't know if he knew that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's not the honorary. He just, y'all just know that he's the diva.
Just that he is. Yes.
Well, sometimes the dress gives it away, Lisa.
Oh, wow.
You
hilarious.
Just skipped. Skip.
Wow.
Oh, I thought we were together, man. I expect that from Sybil.
Well, we wish you the best on this season 3 of Hollywood Divas, yeah. Lisa. We'll make
thank
them say
you so
woo,
much,
girl.
And thanks for having me. And you guys tune in. It's tonight at, I believe it's 9 o'clock, I believe.
Yes, on TV
on
One.
On TV One.
Okay, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, and when you get a chance, send me some of that jewelry you've been creating, too, there Lisa.
Well, you know, I've been doing that, but I'm working on this animation project. It's television series called Nubbin and Friends, and so I'm really, really excited.
So that means
that.
No jewelry for you, Skip.
No, yeah, I know no when I hear no. Thank you, Lisa.